Well, good morning. Merry Christmas to all of you. So glad to see all of you here this morning for our this special Sunday. We're going to have our Christmas program, and of course, you've already seen all the kids are ready for that, and what just an exciting Sunday we're looking forward to here at Moscow. So welcome to each of you. A few announcements as we begin here. If you look in your bulletin, just a reminder that this week we will have services here on Christmas Eve, which will start at 7 o'clock p.m. I hope that you're able to come out for that. I know it's busy, but if you have a chance and can come, it's just an hour of service. And, of course, it's candlelight service, so that's always special and enjoyable, and I look forward to it every year. Also, next Sunday, we will be having services here. Christmas Day, it'll be shortened. I know it's busy that Sunday, so it won't be quite as long as normal, but we'll still be here to come and celebrate, and I just can't think of any other place I'd want to be on Christmas Day than here in the house of the Lord, just proclaiming and praising and giving thanks to the receiving of His Son Jesus. So I hope that you could come out to that as well, and hope that you would join us here next Sunday. Other announcements. Offering envelopes are available still. If you have any questions about that, just see Charlie after church there, and he can make sure that you have those. Also, I just want to say a special thank you to yesterday's event, for all those that helped with that at the movie event for the children at the Sipe Center in Bridgewater. We had a really good time, and just a special thank you to all those that that participated in that. Any other announcements?
Yes, I have.
Janet?
Yes, Katie and I took the Sunshine Box to Joyce Clatterbaugh this week, and Baden wanted me to be sure and thank everyone who contributed to that.
Yep.
They were just so happy to receive that.
Yep. Thanks to all those that donated to that. And as the name of it says, it brought sunshine there and smile to their face. And we just are so glad we could. Do that, and thanks for all who helped with that. Also thanks, and Ronnie's going to have one after this, thanks to all those who helped and donate food for the Stokesville Food Pantry collection. I think we had 12 or 13 or 14 names or boxes that we participated in. Randy, do you have anything to share with that? I was just saying thank you to all those. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Randy, for organizing that. Thanks to all those who donated. There's boxes of food in our fellowship hall that will go to the food pantry and will help those that are in need at Christmas. So just praise the Lord for that. Thanks to the body for doing that and making those donations.
Yeah.
Now, Ronnie has...
I have Pat and Darren and Deborah come down the front of church here.
You stand... front and center here, that way you...
No. That's enough.
I have the Aaron and Deborah, on behalf of the congregation here at Moscow Church, we'd like to present y'all with this token of appreciation for all y'all do here at the church.
Thank you, Ronnie.
We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate that.
Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. We just want to say from my family to yours, thank you for all the cards and calls and just the appreciation and your prayers, not just at Christmas, but all year long. I appreciate your prayers praying for me and Deborah, my family, and the ministry. It takes a lot to keep a ministry going, and we just thank you for all the prayers and support. You are a part of that, so praise the Lord for that. Okay, let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful and we are so blessed. Lord, I just know this week we will continue to be reminded of that theme, just how blessed and thankful we are. And Lord, we're thankful because we have received the greatest gift of all, the gift of your Son Jesus. At Christmas, we celebrate Christ and we focus our worship and our attention on Him. And Lord, the world has forgotten the good news. The world has set aside the holy book, your word. And Lord, the world has secularized the celebration of Christ. But not us, Father. We seek to rejoice in the one whom we have received, and we seek to celebrate the gift that you have given us. And I pray that those that are missing the object of Christmas, which is your Son, Christ, that through us your light will shine and that message will be shared. Father, help us to be that light this Christmas. We praise you. We give you thanks. Bless us, I pray, in this time of worship together. All that we do, Lord, we do to glorify you, not to celebrate ourselves or our own talents. But Lord, all that we do, we offer in worship to you. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray these things together. Amen. I'm going to ask now the Byerly family to come forward and to share in our Advent reading today.
Scripture for the fourth Sunday of Advent is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. While the celebration of Christmas really is the celebration of the most important birthday to ever happen, our focus should not stop at the little baby in the manger. We need to always keep the cross in our mind because this is where God's greatest act of love unfolded. God's heart was so overwhelmingly filled with love for us, his people, that he chose to become like those he created. A needy baby, completely dependent on sinful humans to care for and raise him. As he grew into a perfectly kind and compassionate man, he would face the ugliness of betrayal, loneliness, suffering, and pain in order to rescue a people who didn't ever even care. This is love. His love continues beyond the cross. In his love, he pursues us with a tender passion not found in this world. He gives us new hearts and new desires. He never leaves us alone. He comforts us when we need it most. He hears our prayers. He causes us to grow in godliness and works all things for our good. All of this reflects his everlasting love. But we can't stop here. We must find ways to love the unlovely and to care for the needy, because when we do this for others, we are fulfilling the law and pointing others to Christ.
On the Sunday of Advent together, we light the fourth candle, which represents love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting love, life. John 3:16.
Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in love. With love, hope and faith are private and exclusive. Without love, even wonder and joy are selfish. With love, our hearts are open to find the hope that allows us to keep the faith, with imaginations of wonder and faces of joy. Lord, touch the areas of loneliness and sadness in our lives and help us love and be loved. We pray all this in the name of our manger Messiah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Travis, Susan, Caroline, Corbin. Corbin, you did a good job lighting those candles, too. I was a little worried just for a minute there. Burn factor, but he did it. He did a good job. Thank you, Corbin. Okay, let's stand now and turn in our hymnals to page 123. We're going to sing all four verses of O Come, Emmanuel. Let's stand together and sing.
Thank you.
Last verse is so important today, and it bid every strife and quarrel cease, fill all the world with heaven's peace. Boy, we're certainly missing that these days, aren't we? And that's because we're missing Jesus. We need to get Jesus back in this nation, back in our hearts, back in our lives, and let peace rule on earth as it should. Okay, in your hymn, in your bulletin, rather, you'll see the call to worship here. We'll share this together. This coming from portions of Matthew chapter 1. It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Let's turn to our hymnals, page 133. Hark the herald angels sing.
The newborn King. He's on.